Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15, and you'll agree it's the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Big girls don't cry. Big boys don't cry. When I hear those words, I get a mental picture of a man in his early 30s standing outside the tomb of his best friend Lazarus, crying because it hurts so much. Or that same man sitting on a hillside overlooking Jerusalem, crying because it hurts so much. The Bible teaches us that it's all right to cry. In Romans, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. It's all right to weep or cry. Even if you're a strong person, it's all right to show your emotions. In fact, there are at least three times when it's especially appropriate to cry. First of all, it's all right to cry over the condition of our nation and of our world. In Luke 19, we read, as Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. It's appropriate to cry over our nation and our world. We have more than our share of things to be sad about, don't we? Drug addiction, division, gangs, domestic violence, child abuse, sickness, disease, hate, war. A few tears would be appropriate, don't you think? It's all right to cry over our nation and our world. And it's all right to cry over someone you love. In John 11, it says, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. Jesus wept over someone he loved. If there was someone you really care about, sooner or later, you will shed some tears, especially when we lose that someone to death. C.S. Lewis, that great man of faith, was staggered by the death of his wife, Joy. He felt like he had been hit in the head, as if there were a blanket between him and the rest of the world. He was in such pain that he said he couldn't even pray. Every time he tried, it was like a door was slammed in his face, and he could hear it being bolted from the other side. Some of us have been there. We know what it's like. Our grief has been overwhelming and tears flow down our faces. And it's all right to cry when you lose someone you love. It's healthy. It's natural. And it's not only death. Some of you parents have cried over your sons and daughters for reasons only you and they know. And in this day when so many families are breaking apart, many sons and daughters know what it is to weep over their parents. It's all right to cry over your nation and your world. It's all right to cry over someone you love. And one last thing, it's all right to cry over your sins. In Joel, we read, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. It's all right to shed tears over our sins. The holy season of Lent is just underway. During this season, we see Peter sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl comes to him and says, weren't you with Jesus? Peter says, I don't know what you're talking about. Then another servant girl sees him and says to the people, this guy here, he was with Jesus. Peter denies it again, says, I don't know the man. Then some other people come up to Peter later and say, surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away. Peter swears, I don't know the man. And then a rooster crows. And Peter remembers Jesus' words, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and he wept bitterly. Yes, it's all right to shed tears over your sins. Now, we don't do that these days. We live in a time when you don't cry over your sins. You sell them to a publisher or you go on TV and you brag about them. But there are times when we need to weep over our sins. There are times when we need to face the worst within us and confess it to God. That's one practice of Lent. A man talked about his trip to Israel. He said when he got to Jerusalem and saw the Wailing Wall, there was a huge crowd of people praying. The guide told them that the Jews would start praying at one end of the Wailing Wall and make their way to the Holy of Holies, used to be. The guide told them that a strange thing would happen. When the people would begin to pray at the Wailing Wall, their confession of sins wouldn't bother them too much, but the closer they got to the Holy of Holies, the more aware of their sins they became, and they would weep because of their sins. The closer we are to God, the more conscious we are of our sins, That's the truth of the matter. We feel the weight of our sins from time to time. Is it okay to cry? Absolutely. We sometimes cry over the state of our country and world, sometimes over someone we love, and sometimes we cry over our sins. Even now, God says, return to me with all your heart. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and bound in love. Let's reflect on these thoughts as we enter this holy season of Lent leading up to Easter. It's okay to cry.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.